Researchers seek a better and safer way to hatch chicken eggs. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. For more than 100 years, commercial egg hatcheries have used formaldehyde to prevent bacterial problems in the hatch. Since the chemical is on the hazardous side, a group of scientists at the University of Arkansas, including Danielle Graham, has been looking for an alternative means of bacterial control. In this case, says Graham, using probiotics.
It can be hard to make a direct comparison because formaldehyde is so effective. But yeah, I think, you know, moving forward, we're going to figure out ways to incorporate different types of bacteria, apply the probiotics differently, and we can enhance the benefit that we see with these probiotics to hopefully keep moving in the right direction, which is away from formaldehyde if we can.
Graham says the idea is to have more control over the bacterial exposure to the chicks, more good bacteria and less bad bacteria.
By no means was it completely as effective as formaldehyde. I think we'll need a multifaceted approach to replace formaldehyde. However, you know, we're going in the right direction, I believe, by finding ways that we can reduce the use of formaldehyde, at least in the hatchery.
Another benefit of the probiotics, reduced respiratory damage from formaldehyde use. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.